Janice, you were born in Texas?
Yeah. Fort Arthur, Texas.
Yeah. Did your parents encourage you to sing at all?
Oh, no, no, no. They wanted me to be a school teacher, you know, like all parents. But I just started singing when I was about 17. I listened to a lot of music first, and one day I started singing, and I could sing. It was a surprise, to say the least.
When did you first get to hear the blues?
Oh, I was about 14, I guess.
Do you remember the first record you bought, the first blues record?
Well, I remember it was a Leadbelly record. You heard of Leadbelly?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I used to listen to a lot of Leadbelly, and I don't remember exactly which one it was, though. It was one of his.
And then you moved up to San Francisco?
Yeah, in 60, about 63 or something like that. I couldn't stand Texas anymore, and I went to California. Because it's a lot freer, and you can, you know, do what you want to do. Nobody bugs you.
Do you ever go back to Port Arthur?
I went back once. It's a bummer. You know, I ain't going back again. No, it's no good.
When did you join Big Brother and the holding company?
66, the June, summer of 66. We were all just getting started. It was really fun.
How did you meet them?
Through a friend I had, a guy I used to know in Texas, one time I hitchhiked from Austin to San Francisco with this guy, and then later, his name is Chet Helms, and later he got involved in promoting the dances in San Francisco, and he was managing Big Brother, and he knew me from a long time ago in Texas, and he got me to come out and be with the band. And I just met him.
After Chet Helms, you got another manager, Albert Grossman, who also manages Bob Dylan.
Yeah, he's better.
How did you meet Albert Grossman?
When we played the Monterey Pop Festival, you know, we had another intermittent manager then who was no good at all, but. I just met Albert at the Monterey thing because there was a film being made and a lot of problems, bullshit backstage problems, and I met him trying to solve some of them, you know.
And then you quit Big Brother and the holding company. Why did you do that?
Well, just because it was sort of just time for us to go on and do something else, you know what I mean? Like you grow together, you know, a certain way, and you sort of exhaust each other. You exhaust the good that you can do for each other, and it was just time for each of us to start growing from in other directions, you know what I mean? And I think it's good for all of them. Like the two of the guys from Big Brother were just toured through here with Country Joe,
yeah, right.
You know, and I'm sure that they feel they've done the right thing. It's probably really good for them to play another kind of music for a while. It's just been good for me to play another kind of music. I think you really grow as a musician, and that's what we're supposed to be all about, is trying to get better at what we do, you know.
You kept the guitarist, though, Sam Andrew.
Yeah.
Who are the other members of the group?
Oh, you want all the names?
Yeah.
I have Richard Kermode on organ. He's from Buffalo, New York. And Brad Campbell on bass. He's from Toronto, Canada. And Roy Markowitz on drums. He's from Brooklyn. And Sam on guitar from Big Brother. And California, too. And Snooky Flowers on bari sax. He's from Berkeley, California. And Terry Clements on tenor sax. He's from San Francisco. He used to be with the Electric Flag. And Louis Gasca, he's from LA. He's playing trumpet. There's eight of us now.
Yeah. Do you have any explanation why you're so popular?